Hey, welcome to the Hive With Us podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Martinez. Today we have returning guest, Land Lawyer Brian. If you have not seen the episode, please go check it out. We talk about difficult titles, chain of titles, suing the county, all that stuff. So if that interests you, please go check out the other episode. But today is Deal Breakdown. We cover cool, interesting stories. And today, Brian, Land Lawyer Brian, has a story about a deal in South Carolina.
Hey, Dana, how's it going today?
We're good, man. We're good.
All right. So I guess we'll jump in here. So this deal came off of a mailer that went out to South Carolina. It was 14 acres. And we put the deal under contract at $150,000.
Okay.
So let's see, our all in settlement statement, let's see, was $155,000. We sent it a title, this guy thought that he owned this property outright, no issues. We didn't spot any issues when we initially talked to him. It gets to the title attorney and boom, there's a red flag. Like, title attorney comes back and says, like, hey, we're not even sure that you own this property. Like, we're not even sure it's yours. So we're going to have to figure out this issue. So that leads us into not a wild goose chase, but definitely some sort of goose chase to track down a bunch of documents and close the loop to where we can get completely clear title on this thing. So I think the best way to go about talking about this deal is kind of like the parties involved and what happened. Yeah. So just as a primer, it wasn't an intestacy, which is when you die without a will. It wasn't an intestacy property, but the way the wills were set up, it was almost, they followed intestate succession.
Okay.
So basically, we have our seller. His name was Richard. So Richard had, of course, he had a mom and a dad, and he had a brother and a sister. So the brother died before anybody else. Then his dad died. His dad, in his will, left everything to his wife, which is our seller's mother.
Okay. So
she lives for a lot longer. She eventually is not able to handle her financial affairs anymore. So she signs a power of attorney in favor of her daughter, which is our seller's sister. And she's hard to get in touch with. The big thing, though, was that this power of attorney was not recorded in New Jersey, which is where the mom was living at the time, or South Carolina, which is where the property was. Basically, like, there's this power of attorney from years and years ago, but it was never recorded where it needed to be recorded for there to be, legitimate power for the sister to do anything with the property. But yeah, Fast forward to, a few years, our guy, Richard, he wants to buy the property. His mom's still alive. His sister has the power of attorney. Everybody's on board. And they have an attorney in New Jersey draw up the deed, everything else. Then they record this deed. He legitimately pays for the property. He wires the money to the mom's bank account. Deed's recorded. They carry on, and he's just thinking for years and years and years, like, hey, I just own this property. It's just mine. Then he gets a mailer from us and decides to sell. Well, gives a title. Oh, well, what happened to your mom? You know, your sister may own half of this. What's happening? Is she on board? So we had to go out and figure some stuff out. So I knew that we needed to paper this file. Like, I knew that we needed the entire universe of documents to be able to hand to our buyer, because they were going to have the same
issue
as us.
Yep.
So I needed to be able to, like, hand them, here's the father's deed that gave everything to the mother, here's the father's will that gave everything to the mother. Okay. The mother eventually died, and under her will, the sister and our guy, Richard, they inherited equal shares of the property. So I had to have that. So here's the mother's will saying, here's what happened. Yep. Here's the unrecorded POA that, gave the sister the authority to sell the property to the brother. Yep. We wanted to really button everything up. So it took a long time, but we finally got in contact with the sister, and she was down like in the Virgin Islands or somewhere. And we got her to sign a quit claim deed, deeding her interest back to Richard. Any interest that she had, that's what a quit claim deed does. It says, yeah, I don't know what interest I have, but if I do have an interest, it's yours. So we got her to sign that. We got that recorded. So by the end of it, I'd submitted open records requests to county in New Jersey. The mother died in South Florida. So I had an open records request to a county in South Florida. We'd gotten a quit claim deed from the sister who lived in the Virgin Islands. Yep. And, we were able to hand that all to our closing attorney. The title insurance company signed off, said, yeah, we'll insure this title. Like, literally every possible loop had been closed, because even though, there's just unrecorded POA and this prior transfer. So like, okay, yeah, well, let's back up. Let's say that didn't happen at all. Well, the mother passed away, and under her will, Richard got half and the sister got half. So if we deed the sister's half to Richard, then the problem solved.
Yep.
So we got all that fixed, and then we had it took a while, but during that whole process, we had a broker calling us, because we had, gotten a broker's opinion of value. She's like, this is a great property, it's going to be a fantastic deal. So she's calling us, and, it's like probably like every 2 weeks or so, like, what's the deal? Is this coming up soon? I'm like, yeah, we're working on it. Finally, when we close on it, we list it, and like, there's basically like a bidding war that goes on with this property. And the initial bidding war, we listed this property like in the high twos. And then we ended up signing a contract for $345,000. Wow. That ultimately fell out. And then we sold to the neighbor. Let's see, our price there was 325 gross, which 325 gross, and then we used bank financing too. So our net profit on the deal after paying off the after accrued interest, which wasn't much, commissions, everything else, was $134,282.08. And the really crazy kicker on this deal was that our bank worked with us to use our equity in the deal to meet their loan to value. So that means they lent based on the appraised value rather than the purchase price. This property appraised for much higher than what our purchase price was. So our cash to close, pull up the settlement statement here. To close this deal, we had to wire $7,000. $792, and that was it. And then our net profit, well, I guess we need to subtract that from our cash to seller.
Yeah.
Would be, call it $127,000.
Ooh, that's crazy. How long, I don't know if you mentioned it, but let's kind of put the timeline together. So how long did it take to unlock that deal from start to finish? From acquisitions to solving the chain of title to selling? Do you know that?
Probably in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 months.
Like, oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Right, 4 to 5 months.
That's not bad at all. So I really want to iterate this is that land takes some time, but you can make some really good paydays, and I think this is a perfect example. Congratulations on that. I think there's a lot of money to be made if you can solve the right problems. And here's a perfect example of that. So for everybody there, land is dope, man. It's really amazing. Congrats to you, man. Six-figure payday on a title issue is amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you went into detail too, because I really like the chain of title like issues. Even if there was a power of attorney, you still had to have them deed over just to verify her interest was out of that transaction into her brother's hand. So whatever amount that was paid, wired or was not wired, doesn't really matter because she signed over the quitclaim deed. So it solves all those problems and you can move forward. And you can get title insurance, which we talked about last time. Getting title insurance is the all-in-all goal. Once you get that, you're good to go, and you can call it a payday once the property sells.
Yes, sir.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. This is I love this deal. I love difficult deals like this. We're looking for them whenever they come up. I think this is an amazing story. For everybody here, go check out Land Lawyer Brian. Where can they find you?
At Land Lawyer Brian on Twitter.
Land Lawyer Brian on Twitter. Please go check it out. He's always providing a lot of good valuable information and deal breakdowns for other stories like this. And I think we do it too whenever the opportunity comes up. So definitely check us both out on Twitter. Twitter is a very underrated place. And I appreciate you, Brian, for coming on. This has been a great, great second edition to our episode. And thanks for tuning in. Go like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. We'll see you on the next episode, guys. Thank you.
Hey, if you have any deals you'd like to submit to the Hive Mind and our team, go to hivebc.io. It's actually the Hive Buyers Club. Submit your deals and we can hopefully dispose your deal for you. Have a great day.